views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Welcome to The Truth is Funny. This is Karen Benton, and you are on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so honored to be a regular guest host for Colette Steffen, who founded this show, and it happens every Wednesday of the week, and I happen to be a host on this amazing show every third Wednesday of the month. I've been having so much fun doing this for a while now. So please stay tuned for the next hour as we explore cutting-edge information and experiences to assist you in unraveling the capacity within you to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives. Podcasts are available for every show at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. And for the shows that I host every third Wednesday of the month, you can also find this podcast at KarenBenton.com. The work we explore in these shows is designed with the intention of enlivening within each listener their own capacity to create and experience transformation. Repeated listening to the podcast has been reported to be a powerful gateway to change, whether it's live or whether you are listening to a podcast after the fact. It is my honor, true honor and pleasure to share this powerful hour with you and provide the opportunity to call in live. Please do, with comments, questions, or shares. Together, we can transform life's conflicts and challenges into possibilities with ease and fun. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 800-930-2819. I am just thrilled to introduce my guest today, as his work and passion is the foundation upon which my own expansion was lit. Ben Menlo has been practicing the body talk system since 2001 and training body talk practitioners across the U.S. and internationally since 2005. He is an active contributing member of the International Body Talk Association and feels fortunate to have received all of his initial basic and advanced training from body talk's developer, Dr. John Beltheim. In addition to his body talk training, Ben has also earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in teaching English from the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, taught English as a second language in Kenya as a volunteer in the United States Peace Corps, and was a massage therapy instructor at the Chicago School of Massage Therapy for several years. As a result, he brings more than 25 years of classroom experience to his body talk courses. Ben, thank you so much for joining us for this hour, and welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here. Thanks, and thanks for inviting me. I'm looking forward to today.
Yeah, I love, body talk is truly the basis upon which I made my leap from allopathic medicine into exploring other paradigms through which to look at the challenges and conflicts that were arising in my life. Back then, it was very much illness related, right? What's wrong with me? What's going on with me? And body talk was the actual system that continued to ask me questions that helped me expand how I looked at anything that was arising in my life. And you are such a huge part of this system. Would you please share with us your own learnings and openings and introduction to this type of work, including body talk?
Well, so my introduction to the body talk system in particular is unlike, I think, other people's introduction to body talk. A lot of people like yourself, it sounds like, were introduced to the body talk system because they had some type of health issue that they were seeking assistance with. But for me, that wasn't the case. I was, as you mentioned in my bio in the introduction, I was practicing and teaching massage therapy at the time in Chicago where I was living. I had been practicing and teaching for about 5 years. And at that time, I was starting to actually feel a bit discontent with the work that I was doing because, you know, I would have massage therapy clients come in. They'd have their aches or pains. We'd do a massage. And then a week or so later, when they would come in for their next appointments, they would have similar aches or pains or the exact same aches or pains. And so it was really frustrating to me because I felt like I was missing some piece of the puzzle, that there had to be something else. So at this time, I was looking for another tool for my toolbox. And long story short, I received a flyer in the mail that Dr. John Veltheim was coming to Chicago. He was going to give a free public presentation about the body talk system and teach the basic introductory class, body talk fundamentals, over 4 days. And I looked at the description. I had never heard of body talk before at all. I'd never heard of this guy named Dr. Veltheim before, but it sounded interesting. So I went to go listen to his public presentation, and it resonated with me so strongly. It made so much sense. He was really the first person who was able to describe energy medicine to me, this whole kind of woo-woo, new-agey realm. Right. He was the first person that was able to describe it for me in a way that really made sense to my left-brain analytical mind, because he described it in terms of science, which it really, to me, this work, body talk, and other forms of energy medicine is strongly rooted in science. So that's what really drew me into the system, the scientific foundation of it, and the structure that the body talk system provides for the person who wants to practice the system.
Yeah, I totally concur. That is exactly, you know, coming from allopathic medicine, it provided this very secure basis in science that made me feel safe, right? And it really supported me to explore these, exactly as you define them, these woo-woo concepts that as a, you know, nurse practitioner, I was a regular part of putting down, right? So, you know, patients would come in and I would be a part of saying, be careful with that. You don't know what's happening. Unknowingly meeting the same type of experience you are having, walking around the hospital, walking around the surgery office that I work in, and feeling that they're this sort of call to explore something different. So the topic that we're looking at today is, you might think, is slightly different, but, you know, from this idea of what's wrong with me, or, you know, looking to use a system that helps you move through the challenge. But what I love is they're integrally related, whether we want to admit it or not, right? And the further you go down this type of work, the more you realize spirituality is always just around the corner, right? That it's, you know, I'm actually dipping into that well of spirituality as I explore, you know, whether it's a new way to look at my clients' challenges or whether you're looking at your own challenges. And I love, because you picked the topic, this idea of who am I, right? This idea of, if this thing that's happening to me, whether it's being through the lens of the clients I'm working with or myself, is providing me a place that brings up challenge and frustration, you know, what is my role in that? Who am I? What do I do with this? And what is your feeling on that? How would you frame how body talk explores spirituality?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a huge topic. And as you said, it is integral to the work. It's an integral, in my experience, to everyone's experience of life, whether or not someone is actively seeking answers to questions such as who am I, or whether they are, in a sense, sleepwalking through life, regardless of where they are in their life's journey. Everyone is on this path of spirituality. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, all of the listeners can relate to and understand the idea that mind, body, spirit are all interconnected. You cannot separate your physical health issues from the mental, the emotional, the energetic, and the spiritual. So, you know, one of the things that I recall Dr. Veltheim saying in one of the early classes, you know, when I first started my body talk career back in, you know, 2001, I remember him saying quite distinctly that when he developed the body talk system, it was originally designed as a spiritual pathway. And what they found once people started practicing body talk and started to get feedback from their clients is that even though the primary focus of the sessions and the work they were doing was the realm of spiritual health, the side benefit was that people's physical health started to improve. And so the physical health benefits and the reduction of symptoms and the elimination of dis-ease was really just a side benefit of their spiritual health and well-being improving.
It makes me think. I think part of what also attracted me was this idea that we're not a machine, right? And often, if you're looking at the what's wrong with me, you're unknowingly taking the lens that you're trying to fix a part of you so that the clock works again, right? I think they call that the Cartesian model. But looking at it in a wider sense, right? Because for me, even when I entered this, spirituality itself, you know, the word was uncomfortable, should I say, right? Because it kind of gets mixed in with religion, it gets mixed into whatever it is. And how would you define spirituality, whether it's in the context of body talk or even in your own life? What exactly does it mean to you?
Yeah, I think that is a topic that can go on for a really long time. But I think an important point that you mentioned just a few moments ago was how much spirituality can become enmeshed and confused, really, with the idea of religion. And to me, those are two completely distinct, ideas. I mean, religion incorporates spirituality, but spirituality does not necessarily require religion.
Yeah, beautiful. It goes so stinking fast, but we need to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to explore this prevailing question of, you know, who am I? As a pathway to exploring spirituality that is, I don't want to say distinctly separate, but defines it, you know, outside of the realm of religion, outside of the realm of us being a machine that is separate from the world and separate from what is happening around us, and using that as a launching pad to explore also the body talk system and who we are. So we will be right back with Ben, but you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Karen Benton, and my guest is Ben Manlow. And when we return, we will continue with this amazing topic. Please call in 1-800-930-2819 if the feel hits you. And we would love to make some shifts happen, explore your questions, explore your concepts. Otherwise, we will keep with the path that we're on. Look forward to you when we get back.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. as a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny. I am Karen Benton, and my guest today is Ben Matt.
Wait, Manalo.
No, tell me, help me out, Ben. How do you say your last name?
Manalo.
Oh, boy, I mutilated that. Manalo. Okay, Manalo. Manalo. So people out there in the community, we got to get that right. Okay, and we're having this really exciting discussion about spirituality and this amazing system that we both are involved in called Body Talk, and exploring different concepts that are involved in what is health, what is illness, who are we. But before we continue, Ben, can you please share your contact information with the audience?
Oh, wow.
In case anybody wants to ask you a question, follow more with this, explore with you.
Yeah. So if you want to contact me, I guess you can find me on the Body Talk website under the practitioners listing. You can see my whole bio there and all my contact information. So the Body Talk system website is bodytalksystem.com. Unfortunately, I don't currently have my website up and running. If you want to find me elsewhere, you can find me on Facebook. You can do a search for my name there. And I guess if you want to shoot me an email, you can shoot me an email at bodytalkprofessionals@gmail.com. Those would be some good ways to find me, reach out.
Oh, fabulous. Yes. In case any questions arise or anybody, people want to explore any further comments, or you want to work with Ben, he works with clients. He teaches tons of classes, and I highly recommend you checking it out. I have yet to take a class with you, Ben. That should be in my future too, I hope.
Yeah, you should, if you have time, you should come up to Regina. I'm going to be in Regina a couple of weeks. Is it next week? I think next week I'll be there teaching Principles of Consciousness, which is, as you know, one of the advanced body talk classes and the class which explores this exact topic that we are talking about today.
This topic of, so you might think we're going to switch a little bit, but we're going to explore an aspect of spirituality, which is that question that leads to the path of spirituality, right? This idea of, if I'm not my illness, if I'm not the roles that I play in my life, if I'm not, you know, the nurse, and I'm not the body talk practitioner, and I'm more than that, right? Most of us can identify with an understanding that we are not the roles that we play. We are not the labels that we consider ourselves. Like the idea when someone said to me, you know, you're more than your role as a mom. Of course we get that, right? I'm so much more than that. But then if we would ask the question, are we ready? Drum roll. Who am I? Ben, help me out. Who am I?
Yeah, and I think so many people grapple with this question. And as I was sitting around today and actually driving to the office before our talk, I was contemplating that a little bit more. And some of the examples that came to mind are especially it seems like in these current times, there are so many people grappling with that question in different ways, such as, you know, people grappling with issues around sexual identity and this whole idea of gender and non-binary, not wanting to be put into a box of this is who I am, and other people in other areas of life, especially maybe in the United States, but I'm sure other places too, grappling with this identity of what does it mean to be an American and who am I if I don't fit into this very strict, very rigid definition of what it means to be this type of person. And, you know, for myself, being a first generation Filipino American, you know, walking this line in a sense of, you know, not truly relating to my Filipino culture or heritage at all in many ways, and really feeling much more of an American. But then when I go back to the Philippines, really experiencing the stress and the tension around all of that. And then my own issues and challenges with, you know, sexuality over the, you know, when I was younger, over the years of, you know, am I gay? Am I straight? Am I bi? Like, what's going on here? And not wanting to be put into that box or be pigeonholed. And that was really something that I think for many, many years, and to a certain extent, to be honest, still is, I really cringe at the sensation of feeling like I'm being pigeonholed or being put into a box, or people believing or thinking that they know exactly who I am, when the reality is I don't even really know who I am, on that very conscious level. And I think this question, who am I, is also such a major contributing factor to a lot of people's experience of depression, because depression in many ways is this whole re-evaluation of who am I? What am I doing here? What is this all about? Like, what is the point? What is the point of getting up in the morning? What is the point of living? What is the point of just being here? Who am I? So I think this question really just weaves into really so many people's experience of life and the stressors that they experience. So, you know, when we talk about, for example, in some of these advanced classes like this Principles of Consciousness class that I teach, that's one of the advanced classes in body talk, when we talk about this question of who am I, we really start to explore exactly some of the things that you mentioned, just deconstructing these identities and really getting back in touch with what comes naturally to us, which I think is a huge, huge foundational piece of this idea of spirituality. What is it that comes naturally to you? What does it feel like to just be yourself all of the time? Because we're born into this life, we're born into this world totally spontaneous. We experience life spontaneously. We have this sense of freedom and expansion and lack of inhibition. When we're born into this life, we have all of the self-esteem that we need. We feel good about ourselves. We're not, you know, we don't come out of the womb thinking, ew, I'm all blue and purpley and gross. I'm all crinkly and I have, like, how come I don't have more hair? Like, why don't I have more hair? Can someone comb my hair, please? And, you know, all this other baggage that we accumulate over the course of our lives that really, you know, squashes us, and it leads to this sense of contraction. So we're born into this world with all of this self-esteem and all of this sense of just being ourselves. But then what happens is that over the course of our lives, we get conditioned out of that. On some level, in some way, we start to learn and get indoctrinated into this idea that we're not okay the way that we are, that we need to be someone else, that we need to be the way that other people, that society, that culture, that our religion, that our government, that our education system tells us that we're supposed to be, the way that media, the way that advertisers tell us we need to live our lives or the way that we need to think. And all of that stuff, just when we start to take on all of those identities, it creates so much internal stress. And part of that internal stress is because on this deeper innate level, we realize that all of those identities and all of that conditioning is only taking us further and further away from what comes naturally to us. So to me, this idea of spirituality is really about coming home to yourself, getting back in touch with what comes naturally to you, which in some way is there's a commonality that we all share, these common traits and characteristics that we all share about what comes naturally to us, like this idea of expressiveness, expressing how we're feeling, expressing ourselves in different ways, expressing ourselves in ways that come naturally to us, like this sense of freedom, like this sense of spontaneity, like the experience of joy. All these things are common to every single human being on the planet. But then there's
what I love about what you're saying, if I could just summarize just for one moment, for me, is that it brings in this idea of we're not ever just one label, right? We're always looking for that singular label, exactly. But then we might find ourselves frustrated with it. And what you're saying is we're actually always changing. We're all, you know, we are so not a mechanic. We're not a mechanical thing. We are so much and tapping into that possibility that remembers that inherent potential to be in the flow and to express whatever is arising, which is inherently so beautifully, freely, coming out when we realize our true essence, which is what I feel like you're saying. It gets me all excited, right? This idea, because like you said, for me, one of the things that led me here is a feeling of that entrapment of any one of the labels that I was fighting with, you know, that I didn't want, that I was even just a nurse or any one of those labels or a wife or a mother or, I'm more than all of that. But then also feeling, you know, emotions about not being satisfied with one label, right? And I love what you're bringing forth is this, and it's like you think about the eyes of a baby, right? And how they have this pure joy, this pure expression in that moment. They cry when they cry. They are happy when they're happy, and then it's over in a moment. And that's the, what you, when you're talking, I keep seeing the eyes of a baby, like you're expressing this inherent capacity in each one of us to revisit that innate exploration in us. And with that, I want to take a moment. We need to take another break. This is so very exciting.
Oh, darn.
And we'll be right back to explore this this container of fluidity in our expression and who we are, being so much more than we've been fed, perhaps, by the social media, by whatever it is that we are feeling more entrapped by. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny, and we will be right back to take your calls if you're available or to continue this exciting discussion. 1-800-930-2819.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Welcome. You are listening to The Truth is Funny, and I am here with my amazingly wise guest, Ben Manalo. How'd I do?
No! I'm not attached to the identity of my name, but...
I want to get it right. I'm so sorry. Oh, Lord.
No worries. You know, John Veltheim, the Body Talks founder, he always mispronounces my name, no matter how many times I've told him, you know, and I've known him for 18 years. He still does not know how to pronounce my last name. But anyway, it's Manalo.
Oh, there you go. Manalo. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Oh, my goodness.
Accents.
We're going to go with Ben. Yeah.
Act in the middle. Manalo.
Manalo.
Manalo. Yeah, I'm so American. Like, I can be great with languages. So you talk about your identities being set. I'm like, oh, yeah. Anyway, that's fun. See, there it is right there. Like, who am I? So we're here on the Truth is Funny radio show discussing the BIPOC system as a path to spirituality, but we're also dissecting this term spirituality and exploring the expansion of this word and all that it may offer each of us in our own path in life to provide really a connection to, well, what Ben and I were getting into in the break was this, the idea of change and the idea of us having the capacity to change and reminding ourselves of that. And sometimes when we're, you know, when we have a label slapped on us, whether it's an illness or whether it's a role in life, our ability to change that, whether people start to see us with that, we start to lose that connection to our inherent ability to change. And I would even say that that's what BIPOC, the system, did for me is by exploring it, I instantaneously, every time I put the energy into it, would be immediately aware of my loss in believing that I could change and that I had a capacity that was inherent within me to express change. You know, prior to that, it had been a little bit of, you know, from my time in allopathic medicine, thinking I needed pills, I need surgery, I needed to talk about my life relentlessly. And here I would lie on a table, and you could call it a spiritual experience because I wasn't no longer connecting to my labels, right? I was feeling a sense of release of the charge around needing to know what was going on with me, needing to know how I was going to work out the problems that were in front of me. And I would call it a trust. And I think that's maybe what we've been playing with, Ben. What do you feel about that as a path to who I am being less inert, right? Less contained by a particular label, contained by a particular definition, and reconnecting to that, like, right, the child within us that remembers and sees things with curiosity and challenge.
Yeah, I mean, that whole idea of change, you know, as we were talking about during break, you know, change is one of the things that is constant throughout life. Everything is always changing. So when we try to slap a label on ourselves or on other people or slap a label on an experience, what we're doing when we're putting that label on and defining it is we're trying to stop change, trying to stop things from changing. And there's a resistance to change. So if change is a natural, is an inherent part of life, if there's a resistance to change, that means there's a resistance to life. Putting a strong, rigid definition or a label on something, being so strongly attached to an identity, is by definition then anti-life. It is anti-life because
so powerful,
you're not able to just evolve however you're intended to evolve.
How does BIPOC, I love that quote. I just wrote it down. Resistance to change is resistance to life. And I think we all can identify that. But what I want to ask you is, how does the BIPOC system help with this? How does the BIPOC system explore this and bring this potential out or maybe I'm taking it too far. What happens when you get, you know, I don't know. I feel limited in even identifying. How does BIPOC help us explore our own resistance to change to dissolve it a bit? Yeah, I mean, that's how I would say it.
I think
you may have a better way.
I think, you know, the BIPOC system, well, there's the BIPOC system in and of itself. And then there are also the life science courses. So there's which are part of the what I call the IBA, the International Body Talk Association curriculum. If people are interested, they can find more information about that on the Body Talk website. But so there's a course called Breakthrough, another course called Free Fall, and a third course called Mindscape. And those three classes are all part of the life sciences aspect of the IBA curriculum, along with the Body Talk system. So to me, I really think
I just had an insight, right? Like the life sciences is like the science of life, which is what you were saying, bringing back the inherent awareness that when we resist change, we're resisting life. Sorry, that was a little aha moment for me. So I interjected in there, like, the science of life is so powerful. And yeah, those three courses are really pathways to explore that.
Yeah, and the science of life, and I think of that as biology, biology, study of life. Like, how do we live this life? We get so conditioned into a certain pathway. For me, you know, the status quo growing up was, you go to school, you go to grade school, you go to high school, and then it's just taken for granted in my world that I grew up in that after high school, you just apply to college and then you go to college and then you graduate from college and then you get a job and then you stay in that job for however long and then you retire and then all this, you know, and that is just the expectation, right? That's just the path that is already laid out for a lot of people that in my world growing up. But so even becoming a Body Talk practitioner and even someone who's going to explore something like Body Talk or something that is not conventional Western medicine, I think in many ways, those pathways of becoming a practitioner, being a patient or client of some of these alternative methods is also a spiritual kind of practice or a step in spirituality, because you're going outside of the box. You're really going in alignment with what you're being drawn to and what on some level you feel comes naturally to you.
So you could even say going outside the box of the physical. Yeah. And so, you know, to what gives rise to the physical, there's this idea that we're not limited by our physical bodies. And that we can explore, I mean, would that be spirituality?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I talk about and often almost always introduce in this advanced class, Principles of Consciousness, is a practice that I believe was put forth by a well-known Indian sage guru named Ramana Maharshi. And he... you know, he would have a lot of people come to see him. He's long since deceased. But the one question that he really encouraged his students to sit with, to meditate upon, to reflect upon, is this one question: who am I? And what happens when you ask that question, who am I? The mind will offer up, it will automatically boot up an answer to that question. But here's the thing. Whatever answer the mind offers to that question, who am I? Whatever answer comes up, you cannot be that answer, because you cannot be anything that you can perceive with any of your five senses. So if I can perceive it, if I can in some way conceptualize it or sense it, then I cannot be that thing, because who is the one conceiving or perceiving that thing? I cannot be that. So I am separate from that. I am other than that. And I think that is such a powerful, it's been, you know, such a powerful meditation and reflection to just contemplate, deeply contemplate that question, who am I? And knowing that I cannot be anything that I perceive. So that really goes to, I think, the deepest core of spirituality, that who you are at your core, at your essence, cannot be defined in any way. It is in the words of Esther Valtheim, the developer of the breakthrough system that I mentioned earlier, in the words of her first title of her first book, who you are at your core, at your essence, is beyond concepts, is beyond the mind.
Yeah. Which is like even simplified more, right? It's beyond any word that we have for it. And it's that funny challenge of, you know, once I entered this world, right, I went from a nurse practitioner or a registered nurse to what are you now? It's like, I'm a body talk practitioner. Well, what does that mean?
Right.
You know, like, can you, what's your 1 minute elevator speech, which is like the, it's like my nemesis question. You know, I kind of like, it's equal to what do I want on the first page of my website? Like it's indefinable. And the strange thing that has become, I have become aware of is the comfort in the unknown and the power of the indefinable. And where that's actually a place of safety for me, where it used to be more a place of concern and fear. And I think the world unknowingly can keep us from exploring that, right? Because we're always trying to kind of control things. You need to prevent illness. You need to prevent falls. You need to prevent accidents. You need to spend your life preventing, you know, which is, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to say that that's wrong, but if we're doing that to the detriment of exploring the power of the unknown, right? There, some days it is good to prevent that, right? And other days we also want to have pathways to explore this power of the unknown, the power of the undefinable, the limitless potential that lies within each of us to navigate our lives, to explore that. And I love the words that you've used for that. And really expanding this idea of spirituality sadly has a bit of a charge to it in the world because of our what we've been fed, right? Versus our own, you know, when we break it down in the way we're discussing, I mean, who wouldn't want to explore the indefinable and the unknown in a way that brings out the truth of who you are?
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, for me, in my experience as both a practitioner and a client of the Body Talk system, you know, getting more and more back into that place of being myself, getting more and more back in touch with, in a sense, with that place that is unknowable on a more consistent basis. When that happens, you know, that is the place of, again, not to get into the, you know, religious terms or add any confusion to the to religion and spirituality, but that is the place of miracles, right? I think one of the definitions of a miracle is it's totally unexpected. It is something that you could not have ever imagined in your wildest dreams ever happening. And that is unexplainable to your rational left brain analytical mind. It's like, well, how did that just happen? And I think one of the things I know that you can relate to as a practitioner of body talk and other modalities is, you know, we get to see that all the time in practice. Like, wow, how did that just happen? You know, when people come in with these health issues that they've been grappling with for sometimes years, and they finally get led to something like the Body Talk system. And then after sometimes one, after a series of sessions, those symptoms either dramatically decrease or disappear altogether. And you just think, like, how did this just happen?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah. And I think if you are unknowingly seeing yourself in a mechanistic view, you know, that you are separate from the world and separate from what's happening to you, then that becomes difficult to explain, which is the reality of a miracle, right? Really, what's a miracle? A miracle is essentially that which we can't explain.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. It has this sort of connotation that it's unrealistic and not possible, but there's things that we can't explain happening to us all the time. But when we realize
being alive, right? We can't even explain that.
Exactly. That's the key piece of, like, what brought the egg and sperm? You came from cells, right? Like, explain that. Why we wouldn't have fertility clinics if we really could, we don't understand it, right? We might know on a mechanical sense of exactly what's happening. Those two cells become four, become six, become eight. But what is the driving force behind it? You know, it is something unknown. And so we're constantly interacting with the unknown, but yet we are not separate from our world. And that's what quantum physics, the science of quantum physics, has given us, which is really what body talk, one of its foundational principles, right? Is there is a, maybe, would you agree that, you know, that we are not separate from anything that is happening to us? We're an integral part of it happening, which could you also say, do you think that that's spirituality?
Well, one challenge, of course, in just in speaking about this topic is that we actually have to speak about it and use words, which by themselves are limiting. And I think you know, when you said something like when we are separate, so that idea of we being separate, I mean, that is already a contradiction, because who is this we, right? We can't even talk about that. I think that's interesting, and that's one of the things that I love about, I'm thinking about a friend that I know who writes poetry, and that's one of the things that I love about poetry is that they use words to just kind of extract the essence of, like, and point in a direction of this is, it's kind of like this, and just trying to convey a sense of something that cannot be, that your mind really can't wrap its heart around, its head around, but maybe your heart can. Maybe your heart can wrap its heart around
right,
that.
Right, or that deeper sense, that place when you take a breath and you sort of just settle in and let go of the need to know, right? Let go of the,
And I think that letting go of the need to know is a huge, huge part of this idea of spirituality and body talk and the life sciences as a pathway to spirituality, because that idea of letting go of what you know really means challenging and questioning what you believe to be true, questioning all of those belief systems and all of those assumptions that you have, and this whole process of deconstructing and just breaking through all of that programming and conditioning.
And that needing to know, I'm so with you, Ben, because one of the things that was the biggest struggle for me, you know, as a nurse practitioner, was letting go of my constant seeking a label and seeking a needing to know. That we've been sort of fed the idea that there's safety in needing to know, but there's limitation in needing to know, and there's an identity with needing to know, and then comes the projections that society has identified that. For example, the flu or the cold, right? That just label alone gives you particular projections about how it's going to unfold, what it's going to look like, and then that...
And how to treat it.
Yeah, and that influences what happens, right? And then my experiences with my kids, I would do body talk access on them and it would be gone the next day. I didn't get the same results on myself, you know, when I did body talk access on myself, but I would get these unbelievable results on my kids. And I was like, okay, so maybe my beliefs are playing into my ability to see what's happening. And really the driving force becoming an access instructor was the incredible changes I saw in my kids, you know, and it is now in my medicine cabinet, right? And this, we don't give Advil, we don't give Tylenol, we don't need to do that. We do body talk access, you know, which is just five techniques that, and then you'd see your kids totally change, right? Earache would go away, headache would go away. The cold and flu that was coming on the night before is gone the next morning, or they're falling asleep that night. And so I just love what you're saying, this idea of letting go of needing to know and how powerful that can be. And our innate wisdom really can ignite in ways that we can't even imagine to continue to guide us and open us to, what would you say? More love, more abundance, more joy, more freedom.
Just living life. Just living life.
It's
life is everything. And I think that is... you know, there are so many aspects to the body talk system that I love. And this topic is, it's so huge. And unfortunately, in the body talk classes, it can only scratch the surface. But fortunately, it opens up a lot of questions and avenues for exploration for the people who attend those classes or who are exposed to the theory and the philosophy of the body talk system to really, you know, really start to question things that they have just been taken for granted, and all of these assumptions that they've been making about not just life, but most of all, and most importantly, I think, questioning the assumptions that they have about themselves and about.
Ooh, it gives me chills, Ben. I love it. This has been such a fabulous exploration. I really have chills all over me.
This is already the end. We're already.
It's already the end. This is crazy. Ben, it has been such an honor to have this hour with you. Would you give your info again, just real quickly for the audience, in case anybody
here
is all over the world. He is a practitioner as well. Seek him out. Go find him. Let me know. I'd love to have you back on the show sometime, and we can explore some more exciting topics that just expand for all of us our potential in this life. So go ahead.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to come back. So if people want to reach out, you can shoot me an email at bodytalkprofessionals@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, Ben Manalo. You can also find me on the Body Talk website. You can just go to my profile over there. And actually, I didn't put my phone number out there last time, but if you want to give me a call to schedule an appointment or something like that, you can do that, 773-593-5348. Hopefully I'll be having my website up and running soon, and people can access me, get in touch with me that way too.
Yeah, and Ben is located in the United States. I think in Colorado, right? For anyone.
Yeah, I'm currently based in Denver. Yeah.
And he also, of course, does different sessions with people all over the globe. So, Ben, what a true joy to have you on the show. To all our listeners out there, please contact us if you have any further questions, if you have any comments when you're listening to this. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Colette will be back next week. You can check out all the amazing things Colette is up to on her correcting cards and paintings at talesfromthevector.com and at thetruthisfunny.com. She's back next week. I'll be back in another month. And I really enjoyed exploring this. And I love to hear your continued feedback in our community. And check us out. Wherever you may be, and enjoy your life. Yeah, have a little fun out there. Explore, let go. And thank you again for being out there. A big thank you to Carter for guiding us on this path. And
thanks,
again,
Carter,
to Ben for being on the show, and to all the callers that are here with us this week, not with us, that were lurking in the background, ready to question. You were guiding us and leading us, and we look forward to next time.
Hey, thanks, Karen.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.